Ephesians chapter 5. Unfortunately, today we do not have the scriptures written out for you in the Bible app, so you're going to have to turn to the Bible yourself, Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to talk about light and dark today. Now, I think we all have a feeling about both of these topics, light and dark. Darkness has me always thinking of limitations. Things cannot be done and be accomplished in the dark. When I was a little boy, I remember how disappointed I was when I'd be playing in the yard with a friend, and it would be starting to get dark, and pretty soon my mom is out there on the porch, and she's calling my name, and she's saying, "It's time to come in, Todd," and I'm saying, "Oh, come on, I'm just starting to have fun." You remember that? When you say that to your mom, "I'm just starting to have fun." She says, "Well, you can't keep going because it's getting dark." You see, darkness limits us, where light releases us. And we even have things we say about light, like, "We ride at sunrise," if you're a cowboy. Or we'll start fishing or hunting at sunrise, or we'll start our hike, or we're going to do what we're going to do when the sun comes up. The light gives us opportunities. The light releases us, which is the opposite of what dark does. In the creation story in the book of Genesis, it was light that started everything. The Bible says that the earth was dark and void, and there was chaos, and it was dark. And so what did God do to start creation? He said, "Let there be" what? "Light." And it started the whole process of everything good and perfect that we see in creation. And it's as much as it's true physically, it's even more significant when we talk about spiritual darkness and spiritual light. A life without Christ is enveloped in spiritual darkness. And spiritual darkness has a real sense of heaviness, a real sense of limitation, a real sense of hopelessness that comes with spiritual darkness. Where light, when Christ enters a life, everything changes. When the light of Jesus comes into our lights, everything is different. You gain a confidence, a purpose, a direction, a hope. You see, the Bible talks about this in Ephesians chapter 5 in a message today that I've titled, "United in the Light." And I would like you to look at Ephesians 5, 8 through 14 with me today. Follow along with me as I read it to you, all right? Paul wrote to the church, he said, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. Rather, expose them. For it is shameful to even mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Wake up, O sleeper, raise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" You see, today, my hope for you, my bottom line, what I want for you is this, that you will become a light warrior. That you will become someone who is full of light, who lives in the light, who gets its inner strength from the light, and does all of its battles through the light. So I want you to turn to the person next to you today and look them right in the eyes and say, "You look like a light warrior." Go ahead. Turn to the person on the other side of you. Tell them that. "You look like a light warrior." You're a pretty quiet group. The first service, I got to tell you, they really said that loud. I'm going to give you one more chance. Turn to somebody and say, "You look like a light warrior." All right, that was better. That was better. All right, I want us to break down what we just said, what we just read here, and see what Paul is revealing to us because it's powerful. We are the light. We are people of the light. We are of the light. See, look what it says here in verse 8. It says, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light." I want to clear up something because we sometimes read something, but we think something other than what we read. It does not read, "You were once in darkness and now you are in the light." It says instead, "You were once darkness and now you are light." That means you weren't just in the dark, you were the dark. I was not just in the dark, I was the dark. And now I am not just in the light, or I'm not just following the light, I am the light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. He has transformed us from being a creator of darkness into being a creator of light, of being someone who is so completely immersed in the darkness that we ourselves were a black hole of darkness, that we are now a radiant light. Before we were in Jesus, we were a source of darkness. We walked in it and we produced darkness by our sinful behavior. A person of the dark influences other people for the dark. You know what that's like. That somebody who is in a rebellious, sinful state, they're encouraging others in the same. And they're bringing people into that. Now that we are in Jesus, though, we are light in this world. We're a source of light. We are a beacon in the darkness. Jesus said it this way, and this verse will actually be expounded on in our life groups this week. In Matthew 5:14, Jesus said this, you are the light of the world. Again, he didn't say you have the light of the world. He said, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. You are the light for this world. We are the light for this dark world. We are a city high on a hill that shines in the darkness. So we not only walk in the light, we produce light. How in the world? Light is produced, what the Bible tells us here, through what the Bible calls the fruit of light. Light produces fruit. We know that the Holy Spirit produces fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is, and we talk about that in Galatians 5. But there is fruit that comes from the light. Verse 9 from our text says this, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Now, this word consists comes from a Greek word. It's only three letters. It's pas, P-A-S, pas. Pas means all or every kind. So the fruit of light comes from every kind of good thing comes from the light. If it's good, if it's pure, if it's wholesome, if it's right, it comes from the light. So every kind of goodness in our lives comes because of Jesus in us. Every kind of righteousness that's in our lives comes because Jesus is in us. Every kind of truth that is expressed in our lives comes because Jesus is in us. So I'd like us to break these three things down that he speaks of here, goodness, righteousness, and truth. What is goodness? Well, the light produces goodness. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul wrote to that church about goodness, and he said this, with this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. You see, when you come to Jesus, when you become a follower of Jesus Christ, he puts good purposes in you, and the light produces those good purposes. We don't do good things because we try hard. There's goodness in our lives because God is producing it through the power of the light of Jesus living in us. That's why sometimes you'll shake your head and say, I can't believe how all the changes that have happened in my life since I came to Christ, because so many good things are happening. Why? Because the light is living within you. The second fruit that's mentioned here is righteousness. Righteousness. Righteousness simply means this. I found this little definition of righteousness, and I love it. It means tightness of character. Tightness of character. Tightness of character before God and righteous actions before other people. Now, tightness to me can best be understood when you think of the opposite. The opposite of tight is loose. Looseness of character allows you to make all kinds of horrible choices. Looseness of morals, looseness of truth, looseness with how we treat people and our interactions. We're just loose with it. Oh, whatever, we don't care. Whatever fits the moment. That's loose morals, right? Loose character. But righteousness is a tight character that knows what it believes and it stands in what it believes, and it's unshakable in those things. You see, the light within us creates a tightness of righteous character, makes us just in our conduct. David, in Psalm 24, verse 4 and 5, described a life that lives with this kind of righteous, tight character. He's answering a question. The verse prior, he says, who can ascend to the hill of the Lord? In other words, who can be in God's presence? Who can have confidence coming before God? And here's what he says. He says it takes a special character. He says it's he who has a clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. The third thing that Paul says is a fruit of the light is truth. Truth. We live in a world where truth is battered about, bantered about, talked about. But do you ever wonder if you're ever hearing the truth? You turn the news on and you hear one side say something, another side say something, people going back and forth, and you're thinking, I don't know if I've heard the truth all day. What's going on in our world? We need the truth. Well, the light produces a life that speaks and lives in the truth. Truth is goodness based on truth, which is conformity to the will and the purpose of God for our lives. David, again, in Psalm 51:8, said this about truth. He said, surely you desire truth in the inner parts. The inner parts, that's the very core of who I am. God, you desire truth in my inner parts. Teach me wisdom in the inmost place. The light that comes from a relationship with Christ produces a life of truth. Now, the good news is that all of this is so that we will give glory to our Father in heaven. When our light is shining, who gets the glory? God. Jesus said this. He said, let your light shine before men. Your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and do what? Praise your Father. The goal is not that people will say, what a good person we are, what a talented person we are, what a wonderful personality we have, or what great character, or how hard we've worked. No, God said, Jesus said this, when the light is working through you, when it's transforming you, when it's fundamentally from the most basic things of who you are changing you, people are going to look at you and say, your Father is good. God will receive praise through our lives because God is turning us into light warriors. Those who do battle not with the weapons of this world, but with the weapon of light. Light warriors' goal is that they live to please God. In Ephesians, back to our text, verses 8 through 10, it says, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light and find out what pleases the Lord. Find out what pleases the Lord. Isn't that an interesting phrase? I remember when Chris and I were dating, we actually discussed this verse once, Chris. You probably have no recollection of that, but when we were dating in college, that came up once in a conversation. How do you find out what pleases the Lord? When you really care about someone, you're looking for what pleases them, aren't you? I know, for instance, that my wife knows that our son loves chocolate chip cookies. And so sometimes she will just say, I'm going to make chocolate chip cookies. And I realize that's not for me. She's making chocolate chip cookies for Brent. Because she knows that's what pleases him. She knows what pleases me, and she does things for me. I try to find out what pleases Chris, and I do the things that please her. When we care about somebody, we are seeking, we're searching for the keys, the things that please them. So I want to ask you something. Do you have any idea what pleases God? I mean, Paul says we should make it our goal to find out what pleases the Lord. Well, then, thankfully, he helps us. He answers the question. Look at the very next verse, starting with verse number 11. Here's what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. Rather, expose them. See, what pleases God is for us to remain consistent. We are the light. Let's review. Do you just have the light? Thank you. I appreciate that one person. God bless you for listening. Do you just have the light? No. We are the light, right? Now, if we are the light, then we want nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, because the light makes fruit, the darkness is fruitless. Everything that you and I do that has to do with darkness is fruitless. And think about this. How much time and effort do we spend on fruitless pursuits? More than we want to think about. If we're going to please the Lord, we have nothing to do with the things that are fruitless, that come from darkness. Instead, we expose things in our lives that are fruitless, and we say, no more of that for me. No more of that for me. Some people probably look at this verse and say, when it says that we're to expose darkness, they're running around with a light exposing other people's darkness. I need to look to the beam in my own eye, not the sawdust in somebody else's. I need to expose the fruitless deeds in my own life. To shine that light that's in me on myself and say, if I'm a light warrior, then there has to be some things in my life that I will have nothing to do with. I'm not even going to mention the things that are done in disobedience. That's what he says. He said, everything is exposed by the light and it becomes visible. For it is the light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. People of light, light warriors, we're called to wake up. We're called to rise up. We're called to shine the light on ourselves and say, I will have nothing of that old world of dark existing in me any longer. I'm not going to reach back to that old life. Instead, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to turn the light on myself and expose everything so that I can please the Lord. Find out what pleases the Lord. Can I just ask you today, if there's one thing I would love for you to happen through this day, is that you would say, I have made it my purpose as a light warrior to find out what pleases God and to live my life with that goal. I want to please him because I love him so much. I want to please him. Not because I fear that he's going to do something to me, that he's going to judge me, that he's going to punish me, he's going to discipline me, but just because I love him, I want to please him. That's a light warrior. That's what a light warrior does. You see, we're to have nothing to do with those things that would cause us to drift back into that old way of darkness. You see, our light, the life that we live right now, the light that we are, is what's happening now in us. And he wants us to live in that now moment. In Romans, the Bible says this, the night is far gone. For you and for me, the night is far gone. That old life is far behind us. The day is at hand. I have left darkness. You have left darkness. And we are now walking in the day. So then let's cast off the work of darkness and put on the armor of light. Why? Because we are light warriors. Light becomes an armor for us. It's not just that it's right. It's not just that it's pure. It becomes an armor for us that when Satan attacks, when life becomes difficult, when things become overwhelming, when our health is deteriorating, when our finances are bad, whenever something is happening in our life that's a struggle, I want you to know we need armor, and light is an armor for us. We prepare for the days ahead. We live in this moment. The night is far gone. And today, I believe there are some people, and remember when we finished worship time, I said, I want you to set your heart and your mind for what's ahead. For some today, the thing that's ahead is a decision to say, the night in my life is far gone. It's time for me to move on from that and to move into the light and to live consistently in the light day after day, because I am not a child of the dark. I'm a child of the light. Time for the life of darkness is far gone. Light warriors live in the light. We live a life of alertness. We live a life that says, I'm going to be alert. I'm going to move ahead here. Excuse me while I just keep moving ahead. I was on a roll. Okay. We live a life of alertness. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:5-8, it's still not there. I'll just read it to you. I don't know what's on the screen. I'm just totally lost. Okay, it's my fault. I just haven't been paying attention. Okay, I'm just going to go for it. We live a life of alertness. We're not dead. We are not dead people who are living in the old death of the darkness of the past. In Ephesians 5, it said this. It says, have nothing to do with that old life. Wake up, O sleeper, raise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Because we belong to the day. We're in 1 Thessalonians 5:5-8, the scripture says, you are sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the darkness. We do not belong to the night. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep. I want to pause there and just say something to you. It doesn't matter if other believers are walking in the sleep. It doesn't matter if other believers are stumbling around in the dark. You are responsible for you. I am responsible for me. We are not going to be those who stumble in the dark, who walk in darkness, or who live in that halfway in the dark, halfway in the light. We're going to be people who walk in the light, fully committed to it. He says, let's not be like others, but let us live alert and self-controlled lives. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. We do not live like everybody else. We're different than everybody else. We have the light of Christ shining through us. Paul ended this section by saying, wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. I have a history of walking in my sleep. I grew out of it. But when I was a teenager, there were mornings I woke up without a sheet or a blanket on my bed. And I'd be curled up in a little knot trying to stay warm, thinking, man, it's cold in here. Where are my blankets? And then about 5:30 or 6, when it's time to wake up, my mom would come in, turn on the light, and she'd say, son, what are all your blankets doing out in the kitchen? I had hauled them out there in my sleep and left them out there. Now, you might think that I'm alone in this, but Brent is a lot worse. He was bizarre. And Hosanna says he still is. And there are times that Hosanna says that she'll say to him in the night, because he'll be standing on the bed, you know, fighting off burglars or, you know, and she'll say, wake up and get back in bed. Today the Holy Spirit would say to you, wake up, O sleeper. You are not a person of the dark. We are people of the light. We are light warriors. We're called not to stumble in the dark. We're called not to be out of step with God. We're called not to be driven by the old things of our life. We are now above that. And by faith, we take a hold of that and say, yes, yes, I am going to be that man and that woman. You see, light warriors are needed. You're needed in your workplace. Light warriors are needed in their homes. light warriors are needed in our community. Our nation is a mess, and I'll tell you why. Not because of the politics, not because of everybody else, but because we need light warriors who will be light in a dark place and say, this is where righteousness is. This is where tightness of character is. This is where truth is. This is the kind of life that you can emulate. We will be an example to our community and to our world by being light warriors. Benjamin Franklin had a dream. You know he was an innovator. If Benjamin Franklin lived today, he would have invented Facebook. Benjamin Franklin was the guy who would go out at night with a kite and a string and a key and see if he'd get hit by lightning. He wanted to know more. Well, he lived in Philadelphia, and he thought, boy, you know what Philadelphia needs? We need street lamps. There wasn't a street lamp in Philadelphia. When it got dark, it got dark. You couldn't get around, stumble through the streets. It was horrible. And he thought, this city needs street lamps. But he did not call a meeting of the city fathers or call influential people or get a big group together and talk about street lamps and tell them they needed street lamps and encourage people to get street lamps. Do you know what he did? He got himself a street lamp. He polished the glass on it, filled it with oil, put a bracket outside his front door, hung the street lamp out there and lit it. And every night, he would light his street lamp. Pretty soon a neighbor said to him, where'd you buy that street lamp? That's really neat. He told him, he said, this is, you can go down, you know, here's where you can find a street lamp. His neighbor put one up, and then another neighbor and another neighbor. And pretty soon, simply because people were lighting their lamps, street lights went around until Philadelphia became known as the city of street lamps. Because one man said, I'm going to light my light, and I'm going to let it shine. Today, God is calling you and I to be the light in this world. It may be dark, but we will encourage others and we will fulfill God's good purpose for us. Would you stand with me today? I asked you again at the beginning to please be open to God for what He would want to do to bring change into your life today. So I'm going to ask you a question right now. How many people here would say to me, Pastor Todd, my life is not walking in the light. I am not light. There is darkness in me. It's radiating from me. It's sucking people in. It's like a dark hole. There is darkness in me. And I don't know if it's because you've never come to Christ or maybe you've got one hand back in the old life, but you know that light doesn't have control. You are not truly living as a light warrior. And I ask you to be open to God today. And today, this is a moment that takes extreme honesty to say, I am not living as a light warrior. Old things in my life, or maybe complete control of darkness, is in me. And today, I want to break free from that. And I want the light of Christ to be birthed into my life. Would you bow your heads for a moment?